This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, reporting on the latest news in agriculture, doing so today with Pioneer agronomist Josh Whalen. Josh, thanks for joining us. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in your neck of the woods. But first off, remind us, what is your neck of the woods? I feel like Al Roker here, by the way. What part of the state is it that you cover?
Most of it. So I cover everything basically from Lansing all the way up to the bridge and then all of the Thumb. So good chunk of Michigan in my territory.
So the northern part, so at this point, you guys have, barely gotten started on harvest? I mean, things are moving slow all over the state, but I assume especially up north.
Yeah. Rainfall has really slowed us down. We were looking at some harvest numbers, me and the other Pioneer agronomists, that the USDA put out of their on the crop report, and I'm not sure I necessarily agree. I think they were saying we were like 9% behind on corn, and I think it's a little bit further than that, and well further than that for soybeans. So stuff's been going slow with as much moisture as we've had. It's kind of crazy. We started the year off so dry we couldn't get stuff to come up for 6 weeks, and now we can't get more than a week worth of dry weather. So stuff's moved slow. The nice thing is it's not been, or we've still got quite a bit of time left yet. I think a lot of guys want to take their soybeans off before their corn, just because they're worried about the snow. And, my suggestion is if you've got nothing to do and you think you could run some corn, take the time and switch over it. I know it sucks, but, it might be the way to go for a little bit, just so you can keep harvesting.
As opposed to sitting there and, twiddling your thumbs or whatever. Yeah. I mean, at this point, you kind of have to go, right?
Right. As soon as you can get out there, that's been my suggestion. And a lot of these beans are actually dry. It's just the pods are too wet to pop, or the beans on the inside, every morning they get a little bit of moisture, they're going to take a little bit of time to dry down. So, anything we can take off at this point, I've had some concerns. I told some guys to start shelling some corn that had some pretty heavy disease pressure this year. It had some pretty hefty anthracnose out in it, and some pretty heavy weed pressure, so it was starting to look pretty weak. So recommended to him to, take that off right away. So even if it's just select fields, anywhere you can go, it's getting to be that time. We're already halfway through October, believe it or not.
As we look back at the season here, Josh, you mentioned how dry we were early and how wet it is now. It's been a very interesting season here, and I know that many people were expecting, I'll say it, disappointing yields coming out of these fields, but from what I'm hearing, folks are a little bit better off than what they expected here. From what little has come off there in your area, are you kind of hearing the same thing?
Yeah. What corn has come off has come off really well. I'm hearing numbers in the high 200s, mid to high 200s pretty often for corn. The silage yield this year was just amazing. There's a lot of guys that are going to have a lot of extra feed this year, and that's a good thing. So, another slow to start harvest, but when guys started tucking into their silage yields, it was up there on tonnage, which is a great thing. So sounds like the quality's there. Pretty wild year. Yeah, we started off super dry, but then we never really wanted to rain starting in July, so things worked out really well for us, and we looked like we had a bumper crop on the beans. And what beans I've heard come off haven't been too bad. 40s, 50s, 60s, probably for the averages in most places. I know that's a pretty big swing, but it just depends on fertility. The biggest yield impact I've seen on soybeans this year has been from white mold, which, as dry as we were early in the season, that first application for white mold, I wouldn't have expected, to actually put on too much fungicide for it or have to worry about it. But, our beans got bunched up and real tall real quick, and that white mold spread like wildfire where there's a history of it. So not a whole lot we can do once we see the disease. It's all preventative stuff, but I think guys will be impressed even where they do see white mold. Usually a little bit of white mold is conducive to high yield soybeans. Where you have a lot of white mold, you're going to have some low spots, but I've heard of fields averaging 60 where they've got 80 in the really good spots and, you know, 20 on the where there's heavy white mold. So while there is white mold out there, I think a lot of guys are going to be still really happy with where their soybeans are at, you know, a little bit disappointed with what they know they could have been. But that's something to look at for next year and just knowing where we have white mold pressure.
That's always the story. What could have been? At this point, Josh, again, other than, hey, we probably need to get going on whatever we can get going on, what other advice do you have here as we continue with harvest?
Yeah, so there, if you do get into corn, there has been reports of pretty high levels of gibberellin, ear rots or ear molds out there, and that's what causes VOM or vomitoxin and DON. So if you do tuck into a field that's got a little bit of jib, my suggestion for you is turn your fans up on your combine as high as you can, blow as many of those bee's wings out the back, and try to send out whole cobs, because a lot of that mold is actually the VOM and mycotoxins. That's all in the. I mean, there's some on the kernels, but a lot of it's in the ear or in the cob itself. So making sure we can get clean cobs out the back, not chopping too many up and blowing a bunch of bee's wings out. That's my biggest suggestion for guys for harvest. And the soybeans, don't wait for if there's still some green stems out there, but you think you can cut most of it. My guess is those beans are dry and popping, so just go ahead and go for it. Tuck in, see what the moisture is. If it goes, go ahead and go. So I don't want us to get caught with some snow on the beans this year.